A question we asked earlier on this morning, it gets me riled just talking about this sort of thing, but what was the last board game you played? Did it leave you feeling happy? Maybe you'd won. Maybe you carried on that feeling for the rest of the week. Did it end in tears? It normally does with me.
That doesn't surprise me. I think the last time I played Monopoly was probably about 3 years ago, and I just dread to get out of the cupboard ever since. A couple in Exeter, though, they've created their very own board game, which they hope will do nothing but inspire people.
It's all because they claim many games on the market feature roles for girls that are based on appearances or are openly demeaning and competitive.
Our reporter, Lucy Wilson, went to meet them and have a go at the game herself.
There we go, we continue with this character. I'm loving this. I'm on edge. I want to find out what happens to the little girl.
Okay. Let's roll the dice. Oh, goodness. Teal again. Okay. So, teal again. Confusing is the word.
Board games have helped to create family memories, pass time, and have even caused arguments for centuries. But have you ever stopped to consider the impact they might have on young people? Annie Murdoch and Herman Castaneda from Exeter say they struggled to find an empowering board game for their teenage daughter, Lily. And so they've taken matters into their own hands, creating one themselves, a storytelling game called Circle Tales.
We wanted to design a board game that was empowering for girls. We have a 13-year-old daughter, and we felt that there weren't really interesting things out there for her age.
One of the things that was really important to us with Circle Tales was that any person who plays the game will feel great about playing it. One of the things we encountered with Lily playing board games is that we play more competitive games, and at the end there would be tears and it's, you know, a little bit of an upset, so it would sometimes spoil the evening. So we wanted to create something where at the end everyone would be laughing, everyone would feel great, and with collaborative storytelling, that always happens. Every person contributes to the story, and every person's voice is honored and respected, and that's what's really important to us.
How did you start, you know, the process of actually thinking, right, okay, we're going to make a board game here. What do we do?
The process of designing a board game is quite complicated when you really get down to it. We have a part that starts with answering questions that are insightful questions, actually, but really interesting, and it could be really funny. From there, we go into the storytelling mode. So we're incorporating the mechanic of the answering questions into the mechanic of a collaboratory storytelling. It was a very long process, so we have been working on this for over a year, really intensively.
So how do you feel now you're seeing it and it's real?
It's just been an amazing journey for us. When we started designing it, it was literally post-its on the wall of ideas and little hand sketches. Then we got to a point where we came up with a design that we liked. We also did a ton of testing with children, with adults, with writers, psychologists, and we've just found that no matter what age, people love playing this game. We are creating an opportunity for people to connect, and we feel strongly that right now, especially for younger people, it's such a challenging time with digital addiction, especially for girls, that self-esteem and digital social media use has really undermined their self-esteem.
We are hoping to get English-speaking markets first, and eventually what we'd love to do is develop the game in other languages.
So you're taking it worldwide.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So the couple are rolling the dice and chancing their luck at breaking into the board game market. Who knows? Perhaps this Devon-made board game could be the next big thing.
What's the name of the game?
Lucy Wilson reporting for BBC Radio Devon Breakfast. Circle Tales has just launched on Kickstarter. Anyone can buy the game, funding its journey onto supermarket shelves as well. It's Breakfast with Laura and James at 7:27.
Oh, we love a board game, don't we? I don't want to play a game, though, if that's all right. I need to be in the right mood, because if I play and I don't win, then no one's happy.